You're listening to
But First,
a Big Brother podcast
hosted by superfans
Nick,
Press,
and Jill.
Welcome back, episode two, y'all.
we made it more than 1 week.
Yay!
We're already breaking records.
We're only doing a little late because Nick was at Comic-Con.
Oh, I was indeed. The rumors are true. I was at Comic-Con for work, not play. It was fine. It was so hot. Oh my God.
Was San Diego.
Yeah. Like the nights were cool, but it was hot because of the sun. Like it's not like it was temperature hot. It just was unbearable in the sun.
I saw that you had to, and I'm so sorry to trigger you, but you had to drink Starbucks.
Oh, Jill. It wasn't Starbucks. It was the hotel coffee shop that, quote, proudly serving Starbucks, which just means that, like, they get some Starbucks product, but they don't they don't go to, like, Starbucks school.
Why? Was nothing else open?
So, I had a harrowing journey of getting coffee. So, there was a place that I looked up that was close to my hotel, and I was like, that sounds cute. I walked in. First off, it was, like, a little, like, corner cabinet of an entryway. Like, there wasn't even a real place. And I was like, do you have cold brew? And they're like, no. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I looked across the street and there was a coffee shop. And I was like, I looked really quickly on Google Maps and it had like a 4.3 rating. And I was like, all right, I'll ask, you know, go in. And then I walked in, the whole place smelled like bagel sandwiches, like pork roll and stuff. And I was like, yeah. This is not a coffee place. And I was just like, whatever, like I need to get coffee. So I was like, can I get a cold brew? They had cold brew, but it tasted literally like airplane coffee from the night before poured over ice.
Like that's sometimes what cold brew. I guess I haven't had very good cold brew.
That is what were you gonna say? That's what it tastes like
sometimes to me. That's what it's depending on where I get it from. Yeah, sometimes I'm like, oh, it just tastes like stale coffee.
Where have you gotten it from?
I mean, I don't
get him started, please.
So the next day I went to a coffee shop that I do like in San Diego called Modern Times. And I was like, oh, let me spice it up and get like a latte. And it was fine, but the place didn't have air conditioning. And like every place in San Diego is like, we don't have air conditioning. We just open the windows. I'm like, babe, maybe that worked in the 90s, but like, so it was not a really great experience. And then, so that was Friday. Saturday, on my last day there, I was like, all right, I know that the hotel has a Starbucks. I'll just do that.
Yeah.
First off, it wasn't a Starbucks. It was the Hyatt coffee shop that proudly serves Starbucks. And they had one size. I couldn't even get a venti. I had to get a grande.
Oh, that's
And I just, I drink like 16 ounces of coffee and a grande is maybe 12. So I don't know. Why don't you crunch the numbers, Jill? But it wasn't a significant amount of caffeine for me for the amount of like walking and being alert I had to do for the week. It really threw me off. So thank you for your thoughts and prayers, everyone.
Of course, always. I'm so sorry you had to deal with that.
Thank you. But I'm back. And
a grande at Starbucks is 16 ounces. So maybe you usually get more?
I must be getting.
The thing is if you get a cold brew over ice, you're not going to then get 16 ounces of cold brew. You're going
to
get like.
Yeah. I'll have to look at my cup definitely that I bring to my coffee shop, M Street Coffee in Sherman Oaks every day is.
Oh, that's at least 24 ounces.
I think it's 24.
Yeah.
Ounces. So, as you've seen in the photos.
At Nick Drinks Coffee, everybody.
Yes.
Well, I feel like I've been saving a lot for today. So I'm
Chatting. You've been saving it for the pod. And also I do want to call out that there's a new opening theme song.
I know.
What do you guys think?
We don't know how to sing that song.
We don't know how to sing it. I'm not going to sing it, but it has a lot of glitches in it. It's not very Brat.
It's like intentionally glitchy, right? Like the AI is taking over, but they're not doing it or something. Yeah, I don't like it.
It's so bad. And I just like, what I was shocked they did it. Like, what's the point of something like that?
I don't know. And you know what's funny? It still has a layer of the old Big Brother song in it. It's funny to me because, and Nick, you won't relate, but like with the Real Housewives, I know they have different songs for each city. In my mind, they're all the same.
Wait,
and like,
do they really have different
songs? Yes, but like Rit told me that he's like, oh no, that's the New York theme. And that's the Jersey. What? Like he knows the little like differences. Wow. Between this, because they are different if you listen to them. But to me, they're always just like kind of the same. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. So with Big Brother, though, this was a very noticeable change.
Very. And it was bad.
Yeah. Not a fan.
So that was, I guess, because... When was the first, I feel like Sunday night was the first actual, like, real episode, right? And that was after we had potted.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because yeah, when
actually,
we,
like, wondering.
When we were potting is when Crazy Eyes was going down.
Yeah. Yes, okay, because I realized, like, oh, there was actually, like, so much, I feel like we didn't even talk about it, but then it's like, cause we hadn't seen how they put it together yet.
Because even when we were recording, you were like, I'm going to send you guys a clip to watch. Yeah. Well, we didn't talk about it at all on the podcast. Yeah.
And like, yeah. Wow, Crazy Eyes is taking over. Well, aww. And like also, well, I don't even know where we want to start, but like, let's discuss. Cause that'll take us into like, Nick, I'm so sorry that you've had to shift so quickly from
being a Stangela.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. Angela is good TV.
Yes.
You know, but she's also off her rocker crazy. And so I thought my early interpretation of Angela was that she's going to be a wild 50-year-old who's like can get down with the kids, but is also like, these kids are idiots. I'm going to outplay them all.
Right.
Instead, she's just super paranoid. Yeah. CBS plant.
Seriously. But the fact that she was on both Price is Right and Let's Make a Deal, I was like, no, no. Loser.
Oh, and she had the same old song and dance when she was on Let's Make a Deal. She was like, I'm a wife, yeah, and a mom.
Oh, I thought you meant, because you know Brooklyn was also on something. I don't know.
Yes,
what.
She
I really
was.
Thought you were about to say as a married mother.
A married mother?
As a married mother?
That's not very married mother of you.
Yeah. Well, like, so what did you guys think of the whole showdown with Matt, like, as you saw it in the show?
Ugh, poor Matt. Justice for Crazy Eyes. He did not do anything. He did not do anything. Like, what did he? And I get it. I mean, if that was her strategy, but it just made her look crazy. And she, when you watch back again, I didn't watch the feeds besides the Crazy Eyes fight. And I watched the edited show. But like, when you watch it back, she's just like, Matt didn't hug me after.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
That was so crazy.
No hugs for mama. I think. So the one thing that I think that he did do that was damning to himself was when he was doing one-on-one with Angela and she was like, hey, I'm sorry that I made you feel uncomfortable, because people told Angela that she made Matt uncomfortable. And then she goes, nobody said anything. I just thought of that all by myself. Like, she literally said that. but when he was like, yeah, you know, I just thought, like, if you came for me, I was going to have to come for you. Right. And like, let's see what happens. So like, the
yeah.
fact that he didn't shut up after she said, I'm sorry, he could have just been like, thank you, Angela. That means a lot. Let's try and work together. Instead, he was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to come for you if you come for me. And it just wasn't the right move, especially when like a veto was, you know, in play.
Well, you just don't act that way towards, as annoying as it is, she is the HOH this week.
Right.
You just save that ire till next week and then try to take her out. You know what I mean? Like, it was.
Yeah. When I watched it, I thought they were just all speaking in hypotheticals. So, like,
but
to me.
Yes. But to her crazy mind,
yeah.
he was verbally threatening her. Right. Now,
that pissed
do
me
I
off.
Think it was smart of him to say it? Absolutely not. That was really, really dumb. Do I think it was a game-ending move? No.
No.
Like, she blew it out of proportion, 100%.
I mean, something, like, I mean, they even showed her, like, not sleeping and stuff, but, like, something, like, miswired in her brain last week. Like, she was not acting like a normal human at all.
And this week, too. But the feeds are, like, blocking anything she does.
But now it's almost like when she is now, I think it's actually gone the whole other way because something happened or I don't know what, but now she's just an outcast and like now she's not really even doing anything.
Weird.
Yeah. Like I don't, well, we'll get to like next week or this week. I mean, I like there's a definitely a good chance she goes home. There is a chance she stays, but like her vibes the last few days and it like it was still bad. I think like maybe Saturday, but the past few days, it's just been quiet, quiet, quiet. And she's like acting like she's out of the game. Like she's saying to Kenny, like, oh, I wish I could have could start over and play a different game.
It's oh, like, oh,
they're still there, babes.
Yeah, she can still win the veto, right? No, she didn't. No, she can still win the AI competition, I mean.
She can win the AI competition, yes. And she wants to stay. She wants to stay. Like, she's not like Kenny. Kenny's like, get me out of this fucking house.
And but they can AI arena was so chaotic. Did you guys try to, like, play along? Because
no.
No, I fast-forwarded it. I was like, I just want – I had already known who won it. So I just, like, whatever.
Well, I just didn't understand what was happening.
Yeah. I had no idea.
What house guests appeared the most, but like they were each shown on like several times on many screens. Right. Like, and then I was like, when does the video loop? Like I could not figure out where the start was and the end of the video. And like, they only had a minute or 90 seconds or something. So I was like, this is terrible. Like terrible. Yeah. Just don't call it the AI arena. And I don't even know. Don't do three now. I really wonder if they're going to drop this like we predict by like week
eventually,
four.
I'm sure they'll drop the three. But I actually do like the chaos of having three initially and then landing on two because you really can't be like, oh, I know who exactly who I'm going to vote out.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Actually, that reminds me of two production things that I wanted to bring up. Okay. One is, did you notice how Cedric and Chelsea as the mascots kept blocking the camera?
Yes.
Big ass costumes.
Oh, God.
I was like, oh, my God. Production is so stupid. Like, truly so stupid to have this be the costume. Anyway, that was
funny.
But then also, they clearly, like, I don't know whether they didn't set it up well or obviously the house gets so loud and they can't really hear Julie, but they were like, she was like, okay, guys, yeah, now's the time where you can go talk to people. And then they just started doing their speeches. And
yes!
Like,
Julie that was not made clear to them. Yeah, that was so weird.
I think they just did a really bad job of, like, I don't know, just setting up what was about to happen. And then
like Julie. Matt should have pulled like four people in a room and been like and made his plea or whatever, like, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's something that production needed to have teed up because these people are not the brightest.
No, I mean they haven't been there. They haven't gotten to the point of like during a double eviction when you do that and you know the timing and okay, I've only got like 3 minutes during the break to make this happen. Like it's just weird. And I think it was also a factor of like Kenny and Matt being close and not wanting to you know, seem so like cutthroat for each other, but like, babe, you don't even know each other. Like, Kenny was like ready to fall on a sword for her.
I know. He's like my son. He's like my son. And when Angela was like, he's not your son.
Well, and we wanted, I mean, I know Nick and I wanted Chemo to go, but,
Guys, I just I wanted to break it to you. Guess what? The house loves Chemo now.
Yeah, because they know that he's not a threat.
Oh, please. He won the AI arena, sweetie.
He had a 1 in 3 chance in winning it.
Okay, and he still won it.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
I don't care what who the house likes. Like, I don't care. Who do you like, Jill? Do you like Chemo?
Yes. I never said a bad word about Chemo last week, and y'all were like shitting on him, and I just stayed quiet because you know what? Sometimes that's required of me.
Jill, there's another person you had a few choice words about last week.
That now I've changed my mind on, or what?
I don't know.
Which
should we bring her out? Little Miss Muffet.
Hi, Jill.
My God.
I bet you didn't even know who I was last week.
Prez, the amount of, like, times, like, he even asked a few other people, like, okay, everyone knows it, right? And like when I was listening back and cannot believe how, oh, and then you made it your TikTok sound.
Wait, really? I didn't see that TikTok.
Yeah.
Anything you want to ask me, Jill, while I'm here?
I still 100% stand by my reaction, and I don't think anything was crazy.
When I had to text John, do you know Miss Muffet? And he was like, the nursery rhyme? He's like, why? Like, he's immediately suspicious of why I'm not.
What does John think of my lack of knowledge?
He was shocked.
Okay, just checking. He
was shocked. Even Julia was aghast. She was speechless. Her exact words were, what?
Okay, anyways, because no, but what I thought you might say, and actually I've changed my tune a tad.
Rubina?
Yeah!
I knew it. I knew you would like her.
Okay, but guess who else really likes her?
Chemo?
Tucker.
No!
Not in, like, I'm not saying in, like a showmancy way, but, like, he's made little comments. I mean, first of all, people ship them a lot. And he's made little sweet comments here and there. Like, oh, she's so cool. Like, I don't want to get into a showmance, but, like, who's to say outside the house? But, like, he just digs her as, like, a human.
Gotcha. Interesting.
What, Tucker really, changed a lot of hearts and minds this week.
Did Matt ever break his silence outside of the house on, like, crazy? Like, does he have crazy eyes or not? Or, like, has he done anything aside from the Julie interviews?
Yeah, he's done, like, some pods and stuff like that.
Interesting.
I have literally zero care to know what he has to say.
I guess I saw, like, a couple clips where his eyes would get a little bit, like,
intense. They were bulgy. His eyes were, like, crazy.
But Angela also, you could say so many, I don't know, I just felt like, was everyone in the house calling him crazy eyes, or was that just
the Angela? It was, like, her thing.
Yeah.
Like, the show did not do a good job of showing his crazy eyes. Like, he did have crazy eyes.
Wait, this is so funny. His quote from one of this, like, interviews he did, at the end of the day, my eyes are just brown.
I'm going to start saying that about me. You know, Jill, at the end of the day, our eyes are just brown. I do think, like, you know, if you see, like, this crazy person in the house who's like a 50-year-old bully and you're not saying anything because, like, you're afraid of being voted out. Like, it's kind of spineless a little bit. I wouldn't say anything, but, like, I would have liked to, if the house guests were independent thinkers, like, did anybody in the house go to the diary room and be like, I don't really agree with the way she's doing this.
Right.
Well, I mean, they kind of all were like, this is a crazy game move to, like, all of a sudden, like, crack out.
Yeah, I was talking to friend of the pod Rit about it because he started watching Big Brother and he was like, no one defended Matt barely defended himself.
Yeah,
and he was saying how infuriating it was to watch, but like he gets that she's the HOH, but like it was just like so weird because he was barely even defending himself, but then yeah, no one else was. If I were there, I'd be dumb, and I'd probably be like, stop, Angela!
Yes, you absolutely would.
I hate bullies. I hate, like, mob mentality. I really do. So, like, and I don't think it's right for her to, like, comment on his eyes, like, calm crazy eyes and stuff. And I did love, I just loved, though, the clap.
That
the
was so clap, funny.
And then them dancing, thinking she was, like, dropping a beat. And, like, that part was funny. And yeah. I was just like, and it was crazy to me that they were all pretty much there. And, like, I think they cut to, Brooklyn in the bathroom, like, getting ready or something. But, like, no one even just said, like, what are you talking about, Angela? Or, like, what happened? Like, it was just weird.
Yeah.
It made me wonder if anyone knew that that was going to go down.
No. No one knew. No one had
it. Okay.
Like, absolutely not. I truly think they were all so confused and so shocked and, like, what they almost like just did were frozen and like didn't know what to say.
Jill, did anybody like remember the collective alliance? Yes. Is that still a thing?
So there are, it's funny because they're all pretty pissed that Angela basically like hilariously ruined her own chance at like a great alliance by thinking they were, you know, coming for her. So they're like just annoyed that it's not really a thing because of Angela. But then there is a case to be made, and some of them have been making it this week, of like, okay, if we get rid of Angela this week, we can just like bring back the collective.
Oh, I also like that they were like, the barbershop was BS.
Well, yeah, yes, no, right. Yeah, of course it was.
So what did you guys think? Like, I mean, listen, if Kimo wins AI Arena and the two of them are up, if you're a house guest, take out all the crazy eye stuff. Like, you do understand, I guess, in theory, why a big threat like that. It's like, you have to take
them out. Yeah, you could have been a physical threat.
Right. So I think it, like, makes sense. But here's where the show really just, like, because Praz, you had a great question, I think, when you were watching the episode.
Yeah, well, I guess it's just, like, they have the power to show what's actually going on.
Yeah, and right.
Show Matt rallying votes. Now, I do realize, like, in the people he rallied were, like, I think two people who couldn't vote, the mascots and stuff right. like that. So, like, have the numbers. But they made it seem as if Matt had actually rallied votes. And it's like, why are they trying to confuse the non-feed? Like, it's just, it's confusing to me because it's like, just show us what's actually going on. If Matt doesn't have the votes,
right?
Let us. I understand that you want there to be some tension, like what's happening, but there was. I mean, it was a split vote. Like, it was a little more exciting than in years past. But like, I guess I just don't understand like what was actually going on.
I know. I think it just brings up a really good point. And I think it's this weird thing. And I honestly think in the first week, there was so much going on with Angela, and she, like, there's more fights than they've even shown. And like, so there's all that craziness. But the show has failed to do is show that Matt actually was just playing a really dumb, bad game. And that's like it. Take out everything Angela did. Apparently the first like few days when people were talking about alliances and stuff like that, he was spilling tea left and right to people he shouldn't have been saying it to. He was spilling final twos and this, like he was just telling people's crap, and then they would find it would come back to them and they would find out. So he was just playing a really bad game. And so then what is also annoying is that the goodbye messages, and I get it for time, they didn't have time to show it, but if you watch the goodbye messages, they all say that. They all say like, hey Matt, like we like you, but like you just played a really bad game, which I think is a good, like that's a thing, Praz. Like, unfortunately you didn't see any of it. So then there is like this weird victim mentality. And so I am sort of like, well, he doesn't really deserve it, but I get why it's thought like that.
Yeah. Yeah, because they didn't show any of that.
No. Ugh. Okay, but two hilarious things with Matt. First of all, after his speech trying to rally, trying to save himself, Julie said, well, that sounded biblical to me.
Oh, because he was like, I just want to give her forgiveness.
Yeah.
And I did love him joining in on the love one another.
Incredible.
She loves Matt because he loves Christ.
Aw.
Oh, the other thing I just wanted to quickly, I mean, I know it's silly, but like, I really think it's crazy that she then asked him about Joe Biden. It wasn't on air, but.
Yeah, those, his answers to the, I mean, poor guy.
That's what it is.
It's so weird. Why are you doing that? And then she's like, is he going to do that to every single person who comes out? Like,
yeah,
like,
I hope so.
I did in that moment. I felt really bad for him.
I want her to be like, so. Who are you planning on voting for this election?
Yeah. Well,
guess what?
Okay. Well, like Nick said, we've forgotten about Crazy Eyes.
But you know who hasn't forgotten about him? MJ and Leah. Crying. Boo-hoo. Oh, my gosh. And they're like, we're going to go out there and we're going to win this HOH for Matt.
And then they're like, well,
they've known him for 6 days.
I know. I mean, they do this every, this happens.
I know. It's just so funny.
Yeah. Remember Pow or whatever?
Who? Oh my God. Or the girl who during Taylor season.
That was Pow, wasn't it?
Oh.
When they were like, we're all, like, they made an alliance name, I think, after her. She just like self-evicted. She went crazy.
Yeah.
So there's some interesting stuff going on with Leah that you guys are going to not like.
What?
Oh.
She is acting like she's on The Bachelorette.
Oh.
It was like, well,
I don't mind a little show me. I don't mind a little bit of flirty.
I do.
Yeah, Nick hates it. I not Praz. It's not like she's. I mean, this seems to be her game strategy. I think though she hasn't, or she's just.
She's a chubby chaser.
Yeah, there's no guy for her except for Chemo.
Nope. First of all, Cam is smitten with her. So like everybody in the house can see that Cam is smitten with her. So she does flirt back a lot, but
she's gonna try to chunk him up like feet.
But then yesterday she was like, oh, but who I really like is Tucker.
Oh. Get away from my man.
Meanwhile, Tucker can't stand.
Good.
Oh, really?
It's just very funny. It's all like very high school and very funny.
Good. I don't need Tucker. I need Tucker's head in the game.
Well, Tucker's head is on Lisa.
Well.
What is going on with that? Why do they hate each other so much?
Because she was like, I'm a chef too.
The package from last night's ep was really funny.
I'm trying to remember.
Where he like talks about like why he's so annoyed with her.
I guess I
you would have. Oh my god, it was so funny. I was cracking up.
What do you say?
Well, because she's so annoying. Like the chef stuff, every time he says anything. Okay, this is like not about the show last night. But so basically one of the funniest through lines is that everyone thinks she's lying about being a chef because she's so bad.
Oh, I have a funny, what's her name? Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay, this is really funny, actually. Talking to friend of the pod, Rit, and he goes, oh my god, Lisa is young Jill. And I was like, and I was like, Jill hates her. And then he's like, we're talking back and forth. And I'm like, why did he say that? Why did they say that? Then he goes, oh my god, I meant Jill Zarin. Sorry. Jill Zarin from Real Housewives of New York. Like, Lisa is a young version of her. And I was like, that makes so much more sense than Jill.
Young Jill.
I can't tell Jill that Rit said that about her.
Oh my god, I would be so mad.
But he didn't. He was talking about Jill Zarin, which I actually was like, okay, that's a good comparison.
That is, okay, phew. Oh my god, I got really nervous there.
Can we get friend of the pod Rit on the pod?
If he keeps watching Big Brother, maybe. He might not stick with it.
But guess what? Neither do our hosts.
The Lord.
Neither do we.
That's true. Just
something that Lisa did, well, two things that she does that I know we would all hate. First of all, the edible glitter she puts on everyone's food.
Yeah, ew.
So annoying. And then she had like some sort of like, you know, mist or like whatever freaking vibey spray. And she went around to people's pillows and sprayed it on their pillow, not with their permission, not while they're in the room.
Oh, that's weird.
I'd be so pissed.
She's like a locust. Spell? She's like an invasive species.
Yeah, it was a spell to curate the vibes.
Ugh.
No, she's just very, and like, okay, so this is the other thing with Matt too. Matt and Lisa, when they're having a conversation with people, they are the only ones who are talking. Like, so I think people just get really annoyed with that. Like, they just don't let people get a word in edgewise.
So right now, obviously, Chelsea's the HOH, and she nominated Lisa, Angela, Kenny took himself off, and Tucker is the renom.
Mm-hmm.
Who, like, would the house truly get rid of Lisa if she's still on the block?
Yeah, it's pretty up in the air right now, whether it's Angela or Lisa.
Interesting.
I'm telling you, like, this is like mean girlish, but like Lisa just to the house guest is an extremely annoying human.
Yeah, she sticks out.
Yeah, every time I watch her, I find her extremely annoying. Like the feeds, like, whenever she has conversations with people, she's annoying. Whenever, because she's also like now is playing this whole like, because people have said to her like, oh, we don't think you're a chef. Wow, so she has to, like, oh, the other thing that I you should know is that everyone thinks she has the power, even though she doesn't, but they're really convinced she has the power. So they keep coming at her, not keep, I mean, it's Tucker really, yeah. But he's like, you have the power. And she's like, no, I swear I don't. But then on the flip side, she is lying about being the third Matt vote. So it's like very, they're like, we know you're lying about the Matt vote. So
Who cares? You know, I mean, why did she shouldn't lie? Fuck it. Be like, I was told that the house was voting with Matt. Like,
exactly.
That just shows that I'm not on the rights. Like, that I'm.
Exactly. And like, Chelsea has even said, like, if she would just come up to me and admit to me about the Matt vote, I'd, like, trust her more. But she's sticking.
Wasn't Chelsea in the convo with Matt when, like, all those people said, yeah, oh, but Lisa wasn't, I think. He had pulled them in separately.
Yeah, when they were like last, Len Tucker was like, we got to find out who the three votes are. I'm like, who cares? It's not like it was a hinky vote. Like, you know, it's week one.
Yeah. Honestly, getting Kenny out or getting Matt out is good for their game. So, like, yeah,
totally.
Who cares? But
so now some people see Lisa as just A, annoying, B, I mean, she is, you know, obviously she won the veto last week. Like, she is a decent competitor. But then obviously the Angela vibes are just so off that a lot of people are like, we got to get her out.
You know what I do like are Lisa's sunglasses. Ugh. I love them. I think they're super cute. Very fun. Very Lisa. Very Lisa.
And we didn't talk much about the advantage, but they're kind of good advantages. Like, I was.
Quinn's is really good.
Yeah. Quinn's is amazing. Like, I can't wait to see how they're going to. Well, we'll see how it actually goes.
And MJ told Tucker that she has the power.
And everyone basically in the whole house knows that. You didn't see it, Nick, but on last night's episode, they show MJ telling Chelsea about the power.
Yeah. But Quinn hasn't told. He told Angela, didn't he?
Guess who else knows about Quinn's power?
Who?
Chemo.
And you know what? Chemo's going to do nothing with that information.
Yep. He's just aloha-ing his way. Yeah,
exactly. He's like, okay, cool. Aloha. I'm going to go over here and just talk about my past as a outcast and a gay fat kid. Guess what? So was I, Chemo.
Get over it.
Get over it. I did.
Seriously.
Well, Nick, I hear you have a question for the pod.
I do. So, because Chelsea was like, oh, yay, I get a photo of my dog or something when she won HOH. What would you want photos and what would you want your, who would you want your letter from?
Well, I mean, I'm married, guys. I would want. John made me an HOH basket once for one of my birthdays, and he wrote me really nice letters and stuff. So I would probably want a redo of that, and obviously a photo of him and my dogs, and probably my mom and my dad, and I guess my brother. But
okay.
Am I allowed to have all that? But really, it would be like, what snacks would I request? That's the important thing to me.
You wouldn't want a photo of your podcast hosts as well?
No, sure. I mean, John would figure out a way to get all of you guys
in
my basket for sure. Which we don't even get to see the baskets anymore. I know it's dumb and there's like not much time, but it bothers me.
Nick, your answer?
I would want my first HOH letter to be from Jill. And of course, Praz weighing in with, like, you know, I think it would be funny if we had both of you.
Would we need to have like a code?
Yeah. That's the thing. John was already like, I'll give you a call. I'll send a code.
Yeah, I think it's like, it comes from Jill, but she's like, and of course, you know, Praz sends her love.
But I call her like Penny or something.
If Praz sends her love, if Praz sends her love, that means like you can't trust your alliance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Praz really misses you. It's like you're good or something.
Yeah. And then I would want a photo of Lady Gaga. to keep me strong.
Oh, wait, that's another thing. But wait, continue, Nick.
Okay. I would want a photo of Lady Gaga to keep me strong. I would want a photo of the three of us.
He's like Bruce.
Bruce, my neighbor Bruce. I think that's like really it. Oh, like photos that I'm in with people.
Yeah. Nick's like, can you guys find my best selfies?
And yeah, exactly.
But Nick, what, and Praz, same question to you. Which album would you want to listen to?
I would want Folklore.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Wow.
Because you could be all like broody and moody with it up in your room. I'd want something like that or something like upbeat.
Yeah.
So I don't know, maybe one of my Betty Who's or something for dancing. And also I would want something that a lot of people wouldn't want to listen to all the time because I don't want to share. So
who did they? I think Chelsea got. Wait, I did see. Now I forget. Some sort of R&B, I thought. I would want, in theory, I would want a picture of my nephews and niece, but they have no idea what this show is. So I feel like they wouldn't even know to, like, they wouldn't care.
Wow.
But, yeah, I know, sad, but I would want a picture of them, of you guys, maybe some of the girlies.
Sarah.
No, I think I would just want family, TBH. And then the letter, like I actually do think the two of you would write like the funniest letter, and I would want to laugh. I would need a laugh. I don't
know. Yeah, that's true.
Like, I miss you.
Yeah, exactly.
Proud of you. Like, I want to laugh. Like, give me some jokes. Tell me what's going on at home.
Yeah, that would be good. Oh, and I wonder if you could be like, and P.S., Trump got shot. Kenny really doesn't affect the game. Like, can you drop any info?
Kenny would break down crying if he heard that Trump got shot.
And then I would probably request
Ariana Grande, sweetener.
Wow, you really just cut me off while I said something
she
else.
She's going to say Harry.
Well, I said Harry's House, the Grammy-winning album.
Oh, it's not often a thing like this happens to a bloke like me.
Okey-dokey. Well,
I mean, I feel like that wraps up a lot of our Big Brother discourse. Did we?
There's anything else missing? We're deep in Tucker now. We're very excited about him. He is. Oh, I wanted to tell you guys, he's giving me Nick vibes.
Me?
Yeah. Like, okay, he is such a good liar, and he is such a hater. So I feel like that's you.
So your new narrative around me is that I hate everything.
Wait, first of all, Nick, that is true. But also, I'm not even saying this in a pejorative way. Like, we all can identify occasionally as haters. Fine. But you do a good front to people maybe who, like, don't need to know that hatred. Like,
okay.
I'm saying you're a good liar, which you've always wanted to be known as a liar.
I am. I am. Thank you.
No, I'm not. He truly, like, he just, the way he, like, talks about Lisa and some other things and then will, like, those people have no idea. Like, when they watch the show, they're going to be shook.
Well, Jill, when you're watching the feeds, could you, like, let us know when it's worth turning on?
I don't even know how to turn them on.
They're never really worth turning on, to be honest.
Oh, okay. I would watch more to get to know these people, but I just assume it's all like boring. Like, they cut away from anything good, it feels like.
Oh my god, they cut away so much. To be honest, like, I'm not even watching that much.
Are you just reading?
Yeah, and then I will, like, in the mornings I listen to Karen, like, do a little bit of a recap and stuff. The feeder people are very mad because they're cutting away from so much this year.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not, they weren't last, yesterday, they weren't even allowed to mention the name Angela.
Yeah. And see, I just really don't understand why.
Because she did something. She had a blow up or she did something.
But who cares? Let them talk about it. Like,
that's
what?
Part of the show.
Well, because it's most likely something that would cause an uproar for people to call for her cancellation or something.
I see, but they've never cared in the past.
Wait, that's what I don't understand. I also just would like to point out, Nick, that you went a type five on not liking the cold brew in San Diego.
Yeah.
So calling you a hater.
Yes, but that was criticism. It wasn't me going around saying I hate San Diego.
What's the difference between a hatred and criticism? Come on now.
A tight five. I know. I was like, ooh, I better wrap this up.
Well, on to some other fun things.
Yeah. Have we been watching anything else in this past week?
I have.
I have been.
What have you been watching, Praz?
I don't know if I should save it for my On the Block.
Okay.
You know, I watch all the Usual Suspects, all the housewives that are currently running, and
other Dubai?
Reality Fair. Dubai is on my DVR, but has not been touched yet.
Yeah, I'm not watching it.
I will get to it, but I need like COVID again or something. Like I need to like have a reason, to watch it. But you know, I love Love Island UK, so of course I'm still deep into that, even though that's wrapping up soon.
And everyone at Comic-Con was abuzz over Love Island US.
Yeah, well, yeah. The
finale was on Sunday, so it was a big week, and it was so fun. And there was a
Don't tell me, because I am going to watch it.
Okay, well, I support the winner, but also just I love – this has nothing to do with the show, but there's like a friend – there's a lot of pure friendships that have come out of the show that are very sweet.
Yeah, just like Love Island UK. That happens every year. It's all about friendship.
Yeah, I agree.
And apparently some nudes of a guy showing his butthole.
Oh, yeah, Nick, the one I asked.
That was so funny. Jill texts me. She goes, can you get me – I need you to find nudes on this guy. And I think I responded within 2 seconds.
I truly – that was, like, actually concerning. I had, like, been searching, like, for, like, 20 minutes. And
I didn't even get Jill's search history.
Nick, that was very fast. But thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course. The dark web, baby. Go on.
I just I randomly watched Sharp Objects this week, which is a many years old show, and I really loved it. And then I'm almost done with Shogun, and I really like that. And then there's one other I guess it was the end of Love Island US. Yeah.
Jill, how about Presumed Innocent?
Oh, yes, oh my god. I was thinking of making that my On the Block, but it's not going to be so.
It was so
Press,
good.
I gotta watch.
Okay.
It's really good.
The finale was so good.
Yeah, the finale was great. Jake's never been better.
And Peter's never been better.
I know. Peter Sarsgaard, incredible.
And just like good acting. Like
really good acting. And just like a nice drama for adults. Very good.
Well, that's how I felt about, like, I think that's actually why I was, like, trying to find something to watch, and that's why I landed on Sharp Objects, which I had never seen. But it's, like, again, like, just, like, really good acting and a good drama for adults.
See, I had read the Sharp Objects book, and I did not like it.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't like the book, I get it. Like, I guess why would you like the show? But, and I do understand why it's a little polarizing. Like, it was a, I think, quite mixed review, but I just really, really liked it.
Without giving it away, were you surprised?
Oh my god, the ending was, and I don't know if it's the same as the book, but the ending was so good. We'll have to talk off pod.
Sorry, I'll watch it soon. Sorry.
I mean, it's like a 5-year-old show.
Oh no, not that.
Oh, Presumed Innocent.
Yeah. I don't care about Sharp Objects, I guess.
Has there been any news about Suits LA? Do we know when it's coming out?
I think it's just being part of the normal, as old as this sounds, the typical broadcast cycle. No, I think they'll it'll start in like, is it on the fall schedule now that I see?
I mean, is it going to be a Peacock original?
No, it's NBC.
Right. Oh, they're going to put it on TV.
Yes. So it's gets a series order, but that's why I'm like, I think it'll be this fall, but is that too soon? You guys are so out of the broadcast mix. I'm pretty sure it will be either like October or like a mid-season replacement. So it'll be like all starting in January.
Ah, all right.
But it got a great series order.
Nice. 22 episodes.
Who knows anymore what any of that means? A series order.
Praz, I hear you have an Olympic-sized crunching number.
I have a suits-related crunching numbers.
Dun, dun, dun.
I wanted to let you all know. Well, you can try to guess if you want. I have days, hours, and minutes since Nick stopped watching Suits and did not finish the run.
How do you know when I stopped?
Well, last textual evidence and pod audio evidence, I went in the archives.
She went deep, Nick.
Wow.
By my calculation, you haven't watched since October 6th at 8 p.m., but I'm not going to tell you the numbers if you want to try to guess them.
So, wait, October 6th, 8 p.m. of 2023.
Yes.
That is...
What is this? Days, hours, minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
During August. August plus two. So, 10 months. Well, it's like 9 months and... No.
I'd be so bad at this Big Brother, the last.
This is like minute. When Cedric had to guess how many weeks were in a pregnancy.
Because I'm updating the minute count like every minute that goes by.
Okay, so it's 9 months and one, two, three, four.
Okay, I have a guess. Wait.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's. 9 months and 8 days.
Well, give me a number.
What do you
mean?
She
did it in days. She didn't do months.
Oh, shorty. Okay. 3 times 9.
Oh my God. This is so funny.
3 times 9, basically. So 27. And, right? 9 plus 9 is 18. Yeah. So 270 days. 270.
You don't have to do the minute, hours, and minutes. I don't know that you can.
No, but I'm going to guess 270 days.
Okay.
That's what I was going to guess. Yeah.
It's been 297 days.
Wow.
It's been 7,126 hours. And it's been 427,633 minutes. Since we have last any confirmed watching on Suits from Nick, he did not finish Suits. He's never going to finish Suits. And I don't know why we're still talking about Suits on this podcast.
Yes, you go, girl.
We are a Suits adjacent Nick, podcast.
Nick, what season again did you want? Did you?
I got up to season 5.
Yeah, oh, I was going to say 5.
So much more.
I saw the finale of When Mike Goes to Prison.
Was all that right. 5 or 4?
I don't know.
Oh.
Meghan Markle is still on the show. So. Maybe that's it. You know she's my favorite character. And if I keep watching, I just know she's going to be gone.
Sweet. She has a solid 2 more seasons on and a lot of storyline.
And I'm sure they, like, refer to her after she leaves.
Yeah, right? They do. It's really funny. They're like, oh, Rachel sends her love.
It's really 525,600 minutes.
Since Nick watched Suits.
Wow, that was a good crunching.
Almost. Yeah, Praz, amazing crunching.
I have the, like, you're, like, starting Suits season 5, and that's the last we heard of. And then on the pod that week, the like you're like, yeah, I haven't gotten back to it.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
And Jill's like lapping you in seasons.
Oh my
like,
God. Just lapping. I stopped talking about it because
you
like,
did,
well,
but remember who like, started.
Like, I need you to finish so I can talk to someone. Yeah, like,
I watched even season 9, which actually wasn't as bad as I thought it was gonna be, gotta say.
You should watch the first spinoff now, Jill.
Oh, you know, I actually did think about that. Listen, I'm the one, I'm taking in all sorts of shows. And my do you know what my time is primarily taken up with?
Yep.
Brass, you sound so resigned.
Oh, yep. Ding, ding, ding. The Olympics.
Have you guys watched any of it?
No, but I watched
from the opening ceremony.
I watched Lady Gaga's performance, which is one of my absolute favorites of her of all time. And Celine Dion, wow, blew me away.
Prez, if you haven't watched that, you gotta watch that.
It's incredible.
It sounds so good.
How? What? She's doing okay?
Yeah, like I. That's like, and it doesn't like it. Truly sounds like she's singing. Like it's amazing.
Oh,
and she sang the French national anthem, I believe.
Oh, is that what it was?
I think so. But just the visual of her, she's on the Eiffel Tower.
It's so beautiful.
Like, this was definitely planned by Emily.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
the rest of the opening ceremonies was because, man, was that an acid trip gone wrong. And I say that positively.
Oh.
That opening ceremony was one of the weirdest pieces of television I've ever seen in my life. And I watched every single minute
I do want to watch that. Is it long?
Yeah, it's really long. There's no way you're going to watch it.
Well, I want to see, like, I saw, like, that Marie Antoinette part.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's about 3 hours of that.
Oh.
Oh.
I heard that they, like, enter on a boat and it's, like, Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
There was, like, Scott sent us a picture of, like, this guy climbing over a fence with, like, a machete in his hand. And he was like, I thought it was a terrorist. Like,
yeah, there was, like, that parkour man. Like, it was so funny. It was really, really funny. I mean, there were some really bad, like, production things. I just am not really sure if it's like the French producers or like NBC, but regardless, it was like a very just like funny watch.
I on my Facebook memories the other day, which I like randomly logged in, I was apparently very into the Olympics in like 2012 or something. Like, was that when it was in Britain, like in London or something?
Yeah, that was London.
I was like very into the opening ceremony. I put on an outfit, like I was very into it. So I don't know what happened. Probably like since then, probably learning about the corruption of the Olympics organization and all that.
Corruption, schmorruption.
You know, I'll watch some things. I just like, I forget to turn it on. Most of the time I'm usually in catch up mode with so many other things, but maybe like during the day at work, cause I have a TV in my office.
I'll just put it on the background. That's like what I do just like most, like, you know, in the daytime.
Yeah. Are you watching on Peacock or how?
So I have a multi-pronged approach.
She's got an MLM for the Olympics. Jill, who are the Olympians? Like, have people won gold or anything yet?
Yeah, so we've had some great swimming finals. We've had today the men's gymnastics team won bronze, which like for the men's gymnastics team to win a medal is huge. They haven't won a medal.
First time in 16 years.
Yeah, first time in 16 years.
And they won on the pommel horse.
Pommel. Oh. Two University of Michigan gymnasts on that team.
Oh, congrats.
And then there's been like some random, like things you would never, like judo and like fencing. But that's what's so fun is like all these random things. So yeah, there's different gold medal events pretty much every day. But so this first week is like where all the swimming takes place pretty much. And then the second week will be like where all the track and field takes place.
And what about that Katie Ledecky?
Ledecky. So she has a bronze, which is fine because it was a very heated race and she wasn't favored. And she hasn't done like her biggest event yet, which she's highly favored for, which is the 1500. But she's 27 now. So she's kind of like getting up there. So I think this will be her last Olympics.
Now, speaking of getting up there, what about Simone?
Oh, my God. Guys, this is what I'll say. Tomorrow, Praz, if you're in your office, Nick, if you're working from home, put on – tomorrow will be the team final for the women's gymnastics team. So you'll get a taste of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Simone is otherworldly. She's
27 too.
Yeah. I was just talking to someone about this. I think this will be her last go, obviously, but she's so good. And it's a great team this year. I feel very strongly about their
chances. Did she quit last time? What happened? She had to leave.
She had a mental health crisis. And
you know,
I thought that was going to be her last. I mean, I'm glad she came back for one more.
I think that's why she came back, just because she really liked.
And did she get a gold this time?
Girl, it's not to that yet.
Really?
No.
What did Lady Gaga pose?
Okay, so for gymnastics, it's like they did prelims. That's where Lady Gaga was, because then they have to determine who's going to be in the final team qualifications. That's tomorrow, the team event. So tomorrow it'll be a team thing where all three up, three count. So three on a thing for a country, three count scores. So then that happens. Then in like another few days, there's event finals. And like Simone, for example, is competing in three event finals plus an all-around final. So she can win like four different golds.
Oh, wow.
So none of that has happened yet. Yeah, Nick, like a lot, I mean, stuff is done, but like some of the sports just take a long time because there's like a lot of different rounds and heats and stuff because they have to like narrow it down from all the countries.
Is the boys' gymnastics over?
So same idea, like... They did the team final today, and then the all around and the event finals will be another day.
Oh, okay, cool. So we can see the pommel horse boy do it again.
Yeah, yeah, because he's actually the only American, I think, that made an event final. So he'll be going for gold on the pommel, and he has a decent chance.
You know, I was thinking, because it's always such a like financial crater to have your city do the Olympics, and obviously it's coming to LA and blah, blah, blah. Why don't they just do a permanent location, two permanent locations, one for the winter and one for the Summer Olympics?
What's the fun in that?
Well, I just think that you can, you know, it still would be the Olympics. It just doesn't matter.
But, yeah, but which then the home country always has an advantage.
Yeah.
No, what do you mean the home country always has an advantage?
Like it's unfair. Like this year, like all the French athletes that are like, it's so exciting because they're winning in their home country. Same with LA in 2028. Like Michael Phelps, for example, never won on American soil. And he was talking
and
about
yet it. We still know who he is. It doesn't matter if he won on American soil.
I'm not having
they didn't have an American Olympics during his reign.
Yeah, exactly. So you're saying they'll never or they'll always will. I just think that's
no. What I'm saying is, all right.
I understand what you're saying 1,000%. And I think it takes away from what the Olympics is about.
I think, like, the UN isn't, like, in America. It's, like, its own thing.
It's in New York.
I know, but I don't think people associate it with America. It just exists.
Yeah, anyway. No, I get what you're saying, Nick. I think, like, there needs to be, I mean, I don't know. I think that it would take away from the excitement of having it like all around the world and stuff. But I do think there needs to be like a better vetting process for where they're going to actually like have these, because it has like really destroyed like some places. So like it's not like it should. And I don't understand like how we're going to have LA here. Like I just am like,
it makes no sense.
Yeah.
I, for one, can't wait.
Is there anything else for we've got on the block?
Should we have a new theme song like they do for BB?
Yeah. We are on the block. You are on the block. We are on the block and we're all on the block.
I gotta say congrats to Peacock. They are doing a fabulous job with their Olympics coverage.
There's cameras and stuff.
Yeah. Like, well, so there's basically a few different things you can do. Obviously, you can always like turn it on and they'll probably be an event on, or you can like go replay the gymnastics, like you can pick by sport. But they have two amazing things. They have one that's called the Gold Zone, which is like the red zone for the NFL, if you know anything about that, where it's like if there's an event where the gold medal is about to be awarded or like something's coming down to crunch time, they'll switch between those. So it's not like frenetic, but it's great because you can kind of like catch a lot of different exciting things. And then they have another thing that's called the multi-view, where you can see like four screens of what's going on and can like either watch all at once, not with the sound, you have to just pick one for the sound, but just get an idea of like what's on at any given moment. So I think it's, they're doing, as a platform, they're doing a great job.
How about you, Nick? Anything on
the block? You know, I want to give a shout out to cinema.
Wow.
I've taken in
a real, would you say it's cinema that makes you go to the cinema?
And it's real go to the movie cinema. I've taken in Twisters, which was incredible. I've taken in Deadpool and Wolverine, which I didn't even have any interest in seeing, and I thought it was so funny. So, you know, let's put a hand together for cinema for getting me back to the theater.
And other people too, right? Like both those have done so well at the box.
I know. I did see Long Legs, but I didn't really care for that. But yeah, I can't believe it. I've seen more movies in the past month than I have all year.
Wow. Really? I don't think I've been to the theater since Taylor Swift.
What?
Which is like rivaling Nick's Suits like number. I don't think because John hates going now. I only like to go really for the popcorn. So I need to find a movie. There's been movies we wanted to see, but then they came out so quickly at home. It's like, oh, we'll just watch them at home. So I don't know.
There is something about going to the cinema, though.
I know, but everyone's annoying. Like, being in public is annoying. And I'll do it. Like, if for something worth going, I'll do it. But I can't think of something else I've seen since then.
Nick, what's your go-to movie snack?
I'm not really a movie snacker, but if other people are getting things, I'll, you know, get something. I like to get, like, especially if a friend has popcorn, I like to throw like some like candy into that popcorn. So you get like salty and sweet.
That's a great move.
Yes. He's done that to me before.
Oh yeah.
I love to get a ton of popcorn and maybe a sweet treat and a Coke Zero.
And you know what I also do like is chocolate-covered gummy bears.
Wow, that is an affront to my whole being. Wow, I didn't know that about you, Nick.
Yeah, I get them at that Tuesday's Candies.
Wow.
What about you, Jill?
I am recently been loving a Twizzler.
Oh, yeah.
I like Twizzlers. People are like, oh, you have to be a Red Vine person or a Twizzler person. I like both.
I think Red Vines are disgusting.
Yeah, no,
I really like Red Vines, but I also really like Twizzlers. To me, they're two completely different candies. So, like, I enjoy both of them.
Interesting.
What's your OTB?
My on the block this week, well, really, it's been going on for like a couple months now. John bought these noodles, the Momofuku brand noodles.
Yeah.
He bought like a variety pack of them. It's like Top Ramen, but like fancier and better. Like, I think the stats, if you look at them, are like a little bit better on stuff. But the flavors are so good. You can throw some veggies in. You can throw some meats in. They're more expensive than Top Ramen, like in the realm of like three times the cost, if not more.
Right.
But still, compared to like going out and getting noodles, which I can never seem to get takeout noodles that don't just come completely like coagulated together by the time they get to me. And I'm not like going out that often. So for me, spending a few bucks on a package of noodles that are like, you know, David Chang quality, like I really enjoy them. So I highly recommend checking out the Momofuku noodles. You can order a variety pack on Amazon. I think they're also at Target. I've seen them at Vons and Albertsons, and I have already influenced several strangers on the internet.
Wow. That's amazing.
My on the block was food related. No surprise there, but maybe.
On the block is whatever you want.
Yeah.
Great.
Cool. Well, I'm so glad that we could take this all in within a week's time. Looking forward to this week of BB. I'm excited to see where the house goes with the Ainsley comp. Hopefully Angela stays for the entertainment factor.
I was going to say, so you want Angela to stay. So who do you want to go?
Lisa, I guess it would be Lisa. Tucker. Yeah, not Tucker.
Praz, what do you think?
Yeah, Lisa should go, I guess. I just was reading on Jokers that they're like, she's in the kitchen preparing food, fingers in the mouth a couple times. Like,
but here's the thing. If the house was smart and not voting on being annoyed by Lisa, uh-huh. they could again get rid of a physical man.
Yeah.
Oh, but not our Tucker.
I know.
He's our top haven't really seen much that, like, I'm not in love with him yet. So, God,
love him.
I don't know.
I'll find some good picks.
Well, 3 miles down the street from the Big Brother house, I'm Nick.
I'm Praz.
And I'm Jill. Say it with me.
Love one another.
Dun, 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 dun,